It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Joining me now is Pastor Muzungu Mwonga on the line. Good afternoon to you, Pastor, and thank you very much for joining us.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
I am very well. Thank you very much, Pastor. Our question for today is, how does Christianity address the historical and cultural contexts of the Bible, such as slavery and ethnic cleansing?
Are you there?
I'm here. Did you hear the question, Pastor?
Yes, I've gotten the question. I think is my voice clear?
It is clear. Go ahead, Pastor. It's loud and clear.
Oh, yes. To begin with, when I heard the question, I began to ask myself, to say, what is the definition of Christianity? How do we define Christianity in this context? And so I decided to define Christianity not as a religion, but as more of a relationship with Christ. The person who is asked the question is talking of just Christianity, is defining Christianity as a religion. And with that understanding, then it becomes difficult to answer the question. So I'm going to answer the question from this perspective. John 3:16 tells us, God also loved the only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That puts all humanity at the same level. That also defines that we are dealing here with a God who is love. And the God who is love will not support slavery. A God who is love will not support ethnic cleansing. Never or anything that puts another being.
Pastor, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm there. Are you hearing me?
Yes, I can now. I think you keep getting cut. It keeps getting quiet. Go ahead, Pastor.
Oh, okay. So I'm saying, at the end of the day, the simplest answer to that question is that God is love. And the God who is love is given us the commandment. And he does say, thou shalt not kill. So ethnic cleansing is sin. It's not a biblical idea. It's sin. It's against God's character. When we talk of slavery also, we are told that we should not, from the commandments of God, we are told that we should love our neighbors as we love ourselves. So God does not support slavery. I think in a nutshell, that is how we can answer that question.
So I suspect the question has these two things in mind. For example, the Bible teaches how God instructed King Saul, the first king of the Israelites, to do or to conduct what we now call ethnic cleansing, when he told them to go and cleanse out, kill all the Amalekites, to kill men, yeah, women, old, young, pregnant, and with child, baby, and animal, everything, kill, burn to the ground, all their fields, leave nothing living there. That was an instruction by God to conduct, yes, an ethnic cleansing there. And Saul did do that. But however, he left King Agag and his wife and some of the livestock alive. The prophet went and told him he should have killed everything, took out the sword, and literally chopped King Agag into pieces right there. That was, yeah, ethnic cleansing instructed by God. So perhaps the question is also having that in mind. When you say it's sin, are you saying God committed sin when he instructed King Saul to do that?
No. That's a different context, because you are dealing with, you are dealing with a context of people, according to the biblical text in the book of Genesis.
Right.
You're dealing with a group of people who had sinned beyond the measure of grace.
Okay.
And there's nothing else God would have done. In fact, he would have done it himself without the king, like he did it during the times of Noah.
Right.
He destroyed everybody by the flood. So you can't call the flood ethnic cleansing. You can't call that.
Right.
We are talking of a people whose probation had closed.
Okay.
because of their sin. So they were literally, facing the consequence of their sin.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it is in that context that we answer that question. And right. And I'd also ask that the Bible is, I believe in a God who is sinless.
Mm.
He does not. Yeah. I also believe that the Bible is an inspired word. And you wouldn't have known about that story if God did sinned. You would have covered it up.
Okay.
But he decided that you who is born now should know about it.
Right.
It tells you there's nothing is hiding.
Yeah.
But ethnic cleansing is different from what happened there. This is ethnic cleansing is motivated by selfish reasons. It is motivated by hate. It's motivated by exploitation.
Right.
But here we are dealing of the issues of sin and this penalty.
Okay, so it is okay to annihilate the Amalekites and kill all of them because they sinned.
Not because they sinned, but because they rejected salvation and they had gone beyond the plan of redemption.
Oh, I see. All right.
Yeah, like the question may be: is it okay that God should destroy the whole world when probation closes?
Right, right. And then as South Africans, we have come out of a history like many other nations, a history of colonialism and slavery. The world has observed for eons the issue of the transatlantic slave trade. How does the Bible deal with that? Because it would appear as though even in the Bible, when you talk about the commandment about the Sabbath, it says the man who is to observe the Sabbath, he must observe the Sabbath, his wife, his children, even his servants, his slaves, everyone, implying that he would have slaves. And when you read the book of Deuteronomy and Leviticus, it talks of how slavery is to be regulated. How does the Bible treat those things? We see nowhere where God says slavery is evil. How does Christianity address that?
To begin with, what happened to South Africa and many African countries
right.
is motivated by selfishness. And what our brothers and sisters did, the whites then to us, and some of our black Africans who joined them, I think it was they exploited us. They exploited our minerals, exploited our rights, and they abused us. And right. and God does not support that. This context is different from what is in the Bible.
Okay.
It's not because we sinned. It's not because we sinned. There's no sin we committed against them. We are not being punished by God.
Right.
It's a different context altogether. Here we are dealing about the sad reality of humanity, and this sad of reality of humanity has to do with a selfish heart.
Yeah.
That's how evil man can become without the grace of God being in their lives.
Okay.
Now, when it comes to the issue that you have raised about Sabbath keeping, I think I've heard Joshua Maponga saying the Sabbath is for people who are slave masters, who own slaves. And I don't think that is the context of that verse. But what is there in the what the verse is talking about is in a case where others were in slavery, on the Sabbath you were to recognize their dignity as humans, and you were to be at the same level with the Creator. You were all to remember that right. You are all created beings. I think that is the context there. On the Sabbath, every person should recognize that they have no authority over another person.
Right, right.
We are all created by God. And now, with the idea of the cross, we cannot say, on the Sabbath, we should all remember that we are gods by creation, by redemption.
Right.
So we should not take advantage of one another.
So in spite of the fact that I think the concern here, Mfundisi, is how the Bible does not ever speak about or speak against slavery. All the time when you look at the Bible, it speaks against the bad treatment of slaves. If the slaves are treated well, God is okay with it. If the slaves are treated badly, then God is not okay with it. It seems to be suggesting that God is okay with slavery as so long as you treat the slave well. Is that a correct way of looking at it?
Not necessarily, but we are left to assume as to what is God's position. But as you have said, the biblical text does not necessarily say thou shalt not take thou shalt not take a slave. Doesn't say that. I can't find any verse that says that. But from the whole picture of the Bible, and when you consider the aspect of creation, how God created mankind, you begin to also to appreciate the entrance of sin into the world.
Right.
And then you to appreciate the aspect of redemption in the world. Then you begin to appreciate Paul when he talks about, of course, he does, he's seemingly to encourage slaves to respect their masters.
That's right.
And their
That's
masters right. to respect the slaves. But all in all, the context here is, the gist of the matter at the end of the day is that humans are created equally. They should have equal rights. According to my understanding, God is love. They love your neighbors, you love yourself. How do you take someone into slavery if you love him as you love yourself? And Jesus has also put a principle when he says, do ye to others what you want them to do unto you. So how do you take someone into slavery if you don't want to be in slavery yourself?
Right, right.
So from all these biblical texts, you begin to appreciate the fact that, God did not exactly anywhere stated, thou shalt not. But from the biblical text, you can understand that God is not for the idea of slavery.
Oh, I see. All right. Mvonisi, thank you very much for your answers, for your insights, your understanding. We really appreciate it. We're looking forward to more of your answers for the rest of the week. We appreciate your time, Mvonisi. Good day.
Thank you so much, and welcome.
All right. That's Ask a Pastor, Pastor Ford today. That's Pastor Muzunga Mwonga talking to us, trying to answer the question, how does Christianity address the historical and cultural contexts of the Bible, such as slavery and apparent ethnic cleansing? You heard the answer. I'd love to hear from you.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.